Thank you, Nelson, and thank you to Radio Maria for reaching out all the way to Washington, D.C., where I am starving myself to death. I'm on hunger strike for 7 days today, almost a week, and will be on a hunger strike for as long as it takes until I will hear something from the man whom I call the daddy, the father of the country of Southern Sudan, the man who helped us, the man who put everything, the man who nurtured us. If I don't hear from him, I will stay there even because of my life. Southern Sudanese have slaughtered themselves, have seen the atrocities committed by ourselves, on ourselves, we never have ever seen, even during our struggles. People rotted on the streets, people rotted in the houses, nobody there to bury them in dignity. And this itself is a shame. Now we have millions of Southern Sudanese are refugees instead of supposed to enjoy peace dividends after the whole struggle. I took the whole thing up on myself. If necessary, then I have to come to Washington to call the very man, the very person who helped us to bring and achieve the freedom and independence of Southern Sudan.
Yes,
and that person happened to be the United States of America. Who brought the Southern Sudan, who helped the Southern Sudanese to gain their independence. Southern Sudan is an American baby, and we are coming to Washington to tell the father who brought the baby to the world that the baby you brought to the world is sick, and the baby is dying, and you have a moral obligation to come and save that baby.
I understand you are right. Within the premises of the White House and asking the President of the United States to look through the window. What message do you want to pass to him?
The message is very simple and very easy. The message is this. These are the ones who brought the peace between us, we the Southern Sudanese, and our fellow Northern Sudanese. We asking them, please do the same. Be the leader behind the peace among the two brothers, the Southern Sudanese. Be the leader to bring these two warriors fighting, because they lost why they went to the bush in the first place. They become nuts and crazy by killing themselves, and that is the right word to cry, because you know for sure they're going to be in that country whether they like it or not, unless they want to divide Southern Sudan into 10 countries, which is not going to happen. Whom are working to bring the peace. There are so many agreements being signed between these two brothers, and none of those agreements being honored. Be the big person with the biggest stick. Call the two leaders, the Riek Machar and the President Salva Kiir. You, the two guys, we help you to bring peace to yourself. We help you to have your freedom. And we are here today to tell you that leaders come and leaders go. The country and the people remain as it is.
Good.
What you do with yourself is unacceptable by us, and is acceptable by the world, and most important, is not acceptable by your own kind, your own people. I'm helping you for the last time. Come and put your problem aside and reconcile. And for now, I want you to have peace, even have forgiveness to one another, because you, the two, one day, you will not be there, but Southern Sudan will be there, and people will be there. Why waste life? Why waste time?
Some people who may say they have tried their level best, they've conducted prayers, they've conducted all sort of things to see into it that this conflict in South Sudan ends. They may argue that you are on hunger strike for no good cause. What do you tell them?
I'm telling them, you cannot give up while people are dying. You cannot say, I tried, but I didn't succeed, and then I'm giving up at the time that people are shooting themselves in Malakan now. Somebody is dying now in a hospital, and you feel there. Ask yourself, if you give up as a free person, the person who serves, who is going to serve a person who is dying now?